harmonious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the planet. For positive programming, join us on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east, or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east, in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. For worldwide viewing, please visit suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Central and South America come together to protect their rich biodiversity. In technology news, a minibus powered by hydrogen is presented at a London exhibition. In environmental news, Australia advocates certification of palm oil to ensure it is eco-friendly. In transportation news, rail cabs could mean a smooth ride to your destination without stops or transfers. In science news, researchers find that seeing religious words makes us more generous. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, October the 20th, John Dewey was born in the United States in 1859. Dr. Dewey was a philosopher, psychologist, and education reformer who was best remembered for his progressive ideas on education. He believed that education should be more than the teaching of facts, and that skills and knowledge should be fully assimilated into the lives of people. The idea of learning by doing came from Dr. Dewey. Today we remember Dr. John Dewey, one of the world's greatest influences in the field of education.
News from the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. Upon learning of the flooding in Nicaragua, Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her concern for those affected. She immediately provided $20,000 in financial assistance and sent a relief team to help those affected. Closely following news of the disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai frequently asked for more updates from our association's relief team members. With Master's permission, we'd like to share with viewers the latest relief efforts from our association, as reported by the headquarters office to Supreme Master Qinghai.
October 19, 2007, regarding flooding in Nicaragua. Most merciful Master, in Nicaragua, heavy rains began last Thursday with resulting damage to many main roads and embankments. At least 4,000 people were evacuated from one region due to flood risk. Emergency service workers were also able to persuade villagers to leave their homes near the Casita volcano. With at least 10,000 people considered at risk throughout the country, President Ortega de Nicaragua declared a state of emergency.
Report from local contact person. Our relief team has found that people really need help, especially 200 families in three areas. Overall, there are around 3,000 families and 14,000 individuals who have lost everything, including their homes and crops. The relief they are receiving is from the same source provided for Hurricane Felix. The biggest problem is that the rain is expected to continue for several more days. Upon hearing of this situation in Nicaragua, Compassionate Master immediately provided $20,000 for urgent relief, an amount that could purchase an equivalent of $290,000 of goods in the United States. A team of our association members from the USA and Costa Rica is also embarking to join local initiates in the rescue effort. We are ever grateful, Master, for your infinite love that cares for all beings, both physically and spiritually, comforting our souls always. Foreign group.
May all victims find comfort in God's love and soon recover to their lives of normalcy. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this relief report to update our caring viewers who are concerned and glad to know about the well-being of fellow humans in this situation. Our appreciation also goes to the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association's Foreign Group for up-to-date reports.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Lion News. Democratic Republic of Congo President unveils peace plan. Speaking at a press conference in Goma, DRC President Joseph Kabila outlined a strategy for returning the country to peace. The president said that he sees a positive evolution of change and that he is hopeful for a continued disarmament and negotiation with clans throughout the country. Thank you, President Kabila, for your commitment to a peaceful resolution within the Democratic Republic of Congo. May God bless the Congolese people with abundant harmony, stability, and brotherly love.
Fly-in news. India and Pakistan honor ceasefire agreement. On Thursday, representatives from India and Pakistan issued a joint statement affirming both countries' pledge to continue a ceasefire along their shared border in the Kashmir region. Remarking on positive changes since the ceasefire was established in November 2003, an Indian Foreign Ministry spokesperson said, "The atmosphere between the two sides has improved. There are delegations crossing the borders. Discussions are continuing in New Delhi to find ways to bring further long-term stability to the region. Thank you and heaven bless Pakistan and India for your ongoing commitment to peace. May your noble endeavors be blessed with positive outcomes of stability and security for your nation's deserving people."
News. Iran seeks a world without weapons. During a committee meeting of the United Nations General Assembly on Thursday, Iran's UN Ambassador Mohammad Kazai said his country is strongly committed to help bring about a world free from weapons of mass destruction. He explained that Iran's past experience informs the government's conviction that chemical and nuclear weapons have no place in the world. Thank you, Ambassador Kazai and Iran, for advocating a world free of chemical, biological, and nuclear armaments. May heaven bless all nations on our planet with similar commitments to peace.
Fly-in news. Russia destroys stockpiled chemical arms. In accordance with the 1997 agreement with the USA, Russia is eliminating all chemical weapons produced in the Soviet era. The munitions are safely disposed of in a controlled environment. As of now, about 21,800 bombs have been neutralized. Russia is on schedule to completely eliminate all chemical weapons by the year 2012. Thank you and God bless Russia for your commitment to peace and making planet Earth a safer place to live.
Lion News. India volunteers global nuclear disarmament. During a United Nations conference on Thursday, India encouraged all nations to entirely eliminate their development and use of nuclear weapons. India's former Union Minister Sushma Swaraj said, "India has remained steadfast to the goal of a nuclear weapon-free world to be achieved through global, verifiable, and non-discriminatory nuclear disarmament." She further stated the nation's willingness to participate in an international treaty that would ban the production of all nuclear weapons. Thank you, and heaven bless India for your leadership in bringing greater peace to our planet. We pray that all nations join this initiative for the goodness, safety, and security of the world's citizens.
Fly-in news. Russian president makes peaceful nuclear proposal to Iran. Russia's President Vladimir Putin presented a plan to Iran's leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, offering mutually beneficial options for Iran to guarantee that her nuclear development is and will remain peacefully focused. In a statement to Iran's media agencies, President Putin said that his visit has opened a new page in the relations between Russia and Iran. Thank you, Your Excellency, for your thoughtful concern toward Iran's peace and international relations. May heaven bless Iran and Russia with ever-expanding friendship, prosperity, and trust.
Fly-in news. Palestinians to conduct first census in 10 years. Palestinian officials combed the Gaza Strip and West Bank this week, marking Palestinian homes and offices in the first phase of a census that will be completed in December. The census data will help shape Palestinian governmental strategy by providing information needed to assess the state of schools, hospitals, roads, and other vital infrastructure. 23-year-old Rasha Sarawi, a census taker in Nablus, said, "This gives me hope and makes me feel as though we're working towards having our own state." Congratulations, all Palestinians, for this remarkable step towards a bright and peaceful future. As you verge on new possibilities, may God bless you all with happiness and prosperity.
Fly-in news. European Commission donates $13.5 million to Ethiopia. The European Commission's Humanitarian Aid Department recently donated $13.5 million to the World Food Program's operations in Ethiopia. The funds will provide almost 25,000 metric tons of food, much of which will be bought locally. In addition to food, the WFP's Ethiopian program also includes vitamin supplements and nutritional education. Thank you and God bless the European Commission and the World Food Program for providing nourishment to the people of Ethiopia in their time of need.
Fly-in news. Japan spends $300,000 on development in OLAC, or Vietnam. The grant is part of the Japanese government's mission to improve living standards in the rural Mekong Delta. It will fund four school building projects in Dinh and Kinyang provinces, as well as provide supplies to the medical center in Sokchang. Thank you, and heaven bless Japan for your generous, loving-kindness to the Olacs or Vietnamese people. May God bless the people of Olac with contentment, prosperity, and abundance.
Fly-in news. India to provide partnership aid to Nigeria. As part of an agreement made during a visit by Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, Nigeria is to receive $900 million in assistance. The formal agreement, known as the Abuja Declaration, strategic partnership between India and Nigeria, establishes cooperation in areas including agriculture, power generation, civil aviation, and trade. This historic step forward in the country's relations has been brought about by their mutual respect for each other's ideals and endeavors. Thank you and heaven bless India for your generous and loving heart. Congratulations, India and Nigeria, for this accord and for your progress together in peace. May God bless your shared efforts in bringing prosperity, opportunity, and fulfillment to all.
Fly-in news. Cambodian princess wins premiership candidacy for 2008 national elections. A local Cambodian newspaper on Thursday reported an announcement by Phan Chun Pek Secretary General Nyek Bun Chai that the Party Council Congress will officially approve Princess Norodom Arunrasmi as candidate for prime minister. The senior officers of the Phan Chun Pek Party said that they intend to promote the participation of women in the political process. Congratulations, Princess Norodom Arunrasmi, for your premiership candidacy. We wish you all the best, and may heaven bless your country with peace, prosperity, and love.
Fly-in news. Aung San Suu Kyi receives honorary citizenship from Canada. For only the fourth time in its history, Canada has bestowed honorary citizenship upon a person who has demonstrated a noteworthy commitment to freedom, democracy, and respect for human rights. Canada's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Maxime Bernier, stated, Today's motion by the Prime Minister reinforces our consistent calls to the government of Burma to respect the human rights and fundamental freedoms of the people of Burma and to engage in a genuine dialogue with the democratic opposition. Congratulations, Aung San Suu Kyi, on this remarkable honor. May heaven bless Myanmar with peace, prosperity, and a harmonious transition to more democratic rule.
In world news, Central and South America work together to preserve natural resources. Approximately 2,000 Central and South American environmental ministers and experts attended the Latin American Congress of National Parks and Other Protected Areas held in Bariloche, Argentina. They came up with a plan as to how to better protect their beautiful natural environments. Each country delivered a presentation about their natural protected areas. The outcome of the event was that a collective action plan will be developed and presented to the governments of the region, to the Convention on Biological Diversity, and to the International Union for the Conservation of Nature and Natural Resources. The intent is to protect the rich biodiversity in Latin America. Thank you, and God bless the governments of Central and South America for taking positive action to protect the beautiful natural environment for the benefit of all Earth inhabitants. Ahead on Noteworthy News, a university in Wales invents a minibus that is powered by hydrogen. We'll let the cat out and come right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Hello, I'm Oinky the Piglet, and I love being in the country and in the garden. As gardening is a year-round job, you can keep your hands soft and moisturized by liberally applying hand cream before putting on your gardening gloves. Thank you for listening, and now for the weather from around the world.
In technology news, experts in Wales invent hydrogen-powered minibus. In London, a state-of-the-art eco-minibus powered by hydrogen has recently been introduced. The 16-seater vehicle has been developed at the University of Glamorgan in South Wales as a pilot in developing green energy technologies. It is powered by a cell which uses hydrogen as its fuel. The London exhibition shows the commitment of the people of Wales to strive for and inspire others to work towards a future of eco-green transport. Thank you, and God bless the University of Glamorgan for your ingenious contribution for green technology.
In environmental news, Australia is working to implement certification standards that ensure that palm oil is sustainably harvested. The use of palm oil, touted as a green biofuel, in fact can result in a net increase in CO2 emissions compared to using petroleum if the palm oil is harvested from a plantation grown on tropical peatland. Australian Minister for the Environment and Water Resources, Malcolm Turnbull, said he intended to raise the point of certification of the source of palm oil at the next United Nations climate change meeting. Thank you, Mr. Turnbull, and God bless you for your commitment to green standards. Please stay tuned to hear about how travel may get a lot easier with the eco-friendly rail cab. We'll say a silent prayer for peace and joy in the world. Be right back with more noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In transportation news, driverless mini trains called rail cabs could revolutionize the way we travel and provide a lighter eco footprint. Rail cabs are computer controlled train cars that take passengers and cargo directly to their destinations without stops or transfers. They can travel in convoys to save energy and then separate from each other as each car heads to a separate destination. Under development for a decade, researchers at the University of Paderborn in Germany have a prototype of their rail cab built with an 11 million euro fund. An additional 20 million euros are needed to build a full-size prototype. The introduction of rail cabs would mean more convenient schedules and improved energy usage. Thank you, and God bless the University of Paderborn for this energy-saving and efficient transport. May you be blessed with success in developing this amazing new system.
In science news, researchers find that talk of God makes people act more generously. In a study at the University of British Columbia, 125 people were divided into two groups. One group received religious words such as God, divine, and sacred to unscramble, and the other received neutral words. All participants received 10 $1 coins. After the game, they were questioned as to how much money they would give to a stranger. 68% of the group that had been given religious words gave away at least half of their money, compared to 22% of the group that had been given neutral words. One of the researchers, Azim Sheriff, stated, "When people are primed with these religious thoughts, they begin to think of God at some unconscious level." Thank you, and God bless the researchers for this very interesting and socially significant experiment.
Now it's time for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Not Like Yesterday.
There's a 他跑到巴黎去, 那个法国首都去, 去那个咖啡店吗? 要喝咖啡啊? 啊 coffee, 咖啡的这国际大家都懂。那个 coffee, 你即使你不懂法文你可以说咖啡人家懂哈。那个很简单学嘛，嗯。后来他要一个咖啡了 ,OK。店小二就带来一杯咖啡给他，他还没喝啊，隔壁一桌子旁边有一个法国人，他说 ,Oh, no, 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 for me, for me, 啊 ,for me, love for me, 法文意思说阿姨，哎，一说不要喝，他说哎不要喝不要，美国说 no no for me， 意思说这个是我的，那个英文 for me 差不多 for me 嘛，这个我的，那个美国人误会那个法国人认为这个是他的，他说 no 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 for me for me， 意思说我的，然后那个法国人也不懂他讲什么，说 for me for me 嘛 for me for me， 啊好，那个美国人太烦了，马上说好。For me 啊，给他两上拳啊，说、so、This is for you， 他说这个是你的。哦，法国人又小又弱，哦，赶快跑，眼睛都凹了两三个洞。有人懂英文才解释给他听啊，说不是啦，刚刚他不是跟你争这个咖啡啊。那个人法国人把想拿那个蚂蚁拿走给他，结果他认为抢他东西喝啊。后来解释给他听，他就很 sorry 了，很对不起那个人哈、啊，所以赶快明天要很早了，那个差不多时间赶快来那边等，啊也许那个法国人又再来，然后跟他道歉一下，啊，请他喝一杯咖啡这样子，一直等一直等，哎，果然那个法国人又来了，还没有进门，那个高兴了，哎 ，come here come here come here 啊，然后那个法国人听到就怕死了，赶快跑了。好了，因为法文呢 ，come here 意思说跟昨天一模一样。no no no， 不 come here， 不 come here， 不是跟昨天一样吗？
And now for our viewers' heartline. This message was sent from the United States regarding the cauliflower almond soup recipe on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
Very nice vegan soup, but also very mild. Have lots of hot sauce, salt, pepper, or other spices available for people when you serve it.
Thank you for your wonderful tip and comment. It's always good to have a choice. Bon appetit and with God's blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your comments and positive stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
That's our noteworthy news segment. Thank you for joining us and a big thank you to those who have been sending in positive news from your part of the world.
We wish your days to be filled with God's glory. See you soon.